Aoife.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on, Aoife. I'm talking to, as everybody is talking about at the moment, Aoife Cook, our local marvellous lady who has smashed the Tokyo target and ran a new marathon best. And she's completely runs inside the Olympic times. I really appreciate your coming on. I know you're very busy and I know it's very local, but I just feel that people of the town are, it has done so much to hear such good news from a girl who was, but her mum and her grandfather and grandmum are living in the town. Aoife, well done.
Thank you very much.
Give us a small little bit. I know you're probably rushing. Just give us a small little bit about how you feel about it after having such a marvellous success.
Yeah, I'm so delighted. I mean, I'm still pinching myself, really. Is it real?
Well, it is. It is. It's very, very real. And was there any stage of the race, like from somebody who has never run sort of out the garden up and down Kilcorn Road, where and when and at what time did you feel? I know you've put a huge amount of training and personal best into it. At what stage or did you ever in the race that you felt, you know what, I know you went out to win it, which is what all athletes do. But where and at what point in time did you say, Aoife, girl, you're going to do it?
So I think with the marathon, everything, you know, it's relative, you know, you can feel good at a certain point. The next thing you can kind of hit the wall, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of that wall.
Indeed, yes.
So you're always kind of conscious even after you've gone through halfway and gone through maybe 16 miles and up to 20 miles.
Jesus.
That even if you're still feeling good, there's still a long way to go and you know things can still go wrong. So
yes.
I think it was more so like it was a looped course, which is different obviously because of COVID. They had
indeed
in a small vicinity, so it was about 7.5 laps. Which was tough mentally, you know, going through the laps. So I was just kind of breaking it down lap by lap. And it was kind of, I guess, when I got onto the last lap, I knew, I was like, look, you can do
this
one lap.
Yeah, this is it.
So that was it. And I just knuckled down and kept it going. And I kind of knew at that point.
Do you know, I'm smiling here to myself because the way you're talking, I knuckled down and then I knew, you know, you're talking about something that's a world achievement and you're chatting about it as if it was a walk out the slab bank. Do you know what I mean? Which is so modest of you because it has to have been such a the pièce de résistance of your very, very active life, your sports life. I know that the people were all rooting for you, but tell me this much. Did you at any point say to yourself, I'm doing this for me, I'm doing this for whatever, I'm doing it because I'm good enough to do it? Or did you just get on with the race and do it? Had you a plan?
I mean, I did. I had a plan going in. So, you know, I did kind of stick to the plan for the whole race, pretty much, you know. But of course, you know, plans can go wrong sometimes. So you always have that in the back of your mind. But I think, you know, the way you're saying, like, go with that, saying it so casually, I suppose because, you know, I've been working for this now for, you know, years, really.
Years.
And I suppose it was just the day. You know, this has been on my mind, you know.
This is your dream, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's, you know, I won't say it's the culmination of your career, but it's certainly a target that only how many people ever in life will reach. To get into the Olympics. Do you know what I mean? To have that. And you're going back, there's a lot of sport in your mum and your grands and your granddad's lives, wasn't there? They were very involved in sport. Do you think that had anything to do with your ambitions or your commitment or your love of sport?
Yeah, it's definitely, I think, what got me into it in the first place. You know, my granddad, as you mentioned there, like he would have...
Johnny Dempsey or Jack Dempsey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he would have coached the All Athletic Club back in the early
right.
days, you know. Now, that would have been before my own time, but
yes.
He coached my aunt, Mary.
Oh, indeed. Mary's well known to everybody in Yall as well.
No, yeah, yeah. So it would have been me as a young girl, I suppose, watching Mary going out training.
Yeah.
That, you know, kind of got me into the sport in the first place. And just to hear about all her successes and what she's done with athletics, you know.
She has, and very modestly, as modest as you yourself are now. But, you know, getting into to be one of the people participating in the Olympics must be the peak of a career for anybody, the peak of a dream for anybody.
Yeah, you know, I suppose the Olympics, for everyone. It is the pinnacle, really. To get the Olympics is massive, you know.
How many do it, like? How many can? Now, so what's between here and then? I mean, have you a plan? Have you what's happening from here on in? Because I know the people of Youghal and West Waterford and East Cork, like, this has been the biggest news to hit all Ireland, really, but especially the local area. And people are now delighted to be able to say, oh, I knew her granddad, I know her granny Maura, and I know her mum, and they were all involved in the sport. But you must understand that it is such a local success that everybody is taking, if you like, sort of credit for it, you know what I mean? Because they know you.
I'll take a week of a break now, and then it'll be back to the training again. I have another American to train for now.
Girl, don't like. How long were you out there? I think you went out a couple of weeks prior, did you?
No, I just went over. So it's just over in Cheshire in England. So I went over on Friday.
But you found it hard to get back, I believe your granny was telling me.
So I was meant to come back Sunday night, but so I travelled over on the ferry, and the ferry was cancelled.
Jeepers.
The evening one, so I had to stay the extra night, and then I got the ferry on Monday instead.
Well, wasn't it better that it was cancelled after the race than before the race? That wouldn't have gone down too well. Well, I must say, you know, we really appreciate it here in CRY, because I know the local people are very proud of you and what you've achieved, and delighted for you, and that they're all rooting for you. And the fact that you came on to this local radio to tell us all about it first means an awful lot to the people that are listening. And I would just like to wish you every congratulations and every success in the future, and to say to your mum Kathleen and your granny Maura, who lives across the road from me, Maura, you'll be running up and down that road next week trying to get into fitness to help her out for the Olympics. Thank you so much, Aoife, and the very, very best of luck in your future.
Thank you very much.
All very proud of you in this town and roundabouts.
Thank you.
Thank you again. Bye-bye. Bye, Maura.
Bye.
God bless.